Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has been taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest stick of Brooklyn. Louis B is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech, declaring war on all bullshit bunching. Invoking douche rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. I'd like to thank you for checking us out. Please stop by our website every day at crotchshotradio.com. We usually have news that we post every day. You can subscribe to our RSS feed via iTunes and Zune and whatever other news feed reader you have for our blog. We also have an archive for all our past shows and other kind of stuff. Today, we are going to be interviewing Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado and Truth Alliance, also maker of the documentary film series Core Corruption at corecorruption.com. He also launched a vaccine education website, vaccinationeducation.com, in response to recent flu scare in the media. In fact, let me try to get him on the line now. In response to the recent flu scare in the media, and recently he reveals a story he is breaking about art students who lived in tents on the 90th floor of the World Trade Center. He claims they lived there illegally for months before the attack, and they were later arrested after 9/11. His next movie is going to be touching on that, and we're going to be discussing that with him. So I'm trying to get this. Let me get him on.
You have reached Jonathan Elinoff.
Oh, my.
I'm crap. If you leave your name and number, I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thank you for calling.
Oh, crap.
Please record your message.
This is...
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay. Well, with that, hold on. Let me try. I got to freaking call him. Let me try. Send him a... I have to send him a text message. Probably he didn't pick up because I'm calling him from Skype. And he probably didn't pick up. I mean, because he's probably been getting a lot of death threats, maybe, possibly. So yeah, Jonathan again, he has this website called Vaccination Education. He talks to people. He teaches people about the dangers of vaccines. It's a very well put together website, and also the Court of Corruption movies. If you get a chance, it's courtofcorruption.com. Where he's actually been doing a lot of his homework. In fact, he was part of the research team behind Jason Burmes' movie Fabled Enemies. So hold on, let me try calling him again. We actually had Jonathan on the show before a year ago, talking about his first movie. In the Core Corruption series. Ooh. Yeah.
You have reached Jonathan.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Looks like Jonathan hasn't responded back to the text message. Let me see if I could get my co-host on here. This ain't good. While I'm waiting, I'm gonna try to give it a few minutes, try to call him again. What we got going, we actually got some We actually have video of Richard Dreyfuss being questioned about whether or not to investigate 9/11. He says no, and whoever questions it needs medication. And also, Schwarzenegger tells California State Assembly to fuck off. It looks like the son of a Nazi, Schwarzenegger, is tired of signing bills that don't address what he deems important. When the California State Assembly sent a bill that didn't meet Schwarzenegger's approval, he sent it back unsigned and with a note with a hidden message. The note reads, "To members of California State Assembly, I am returning Assembly Bill 1176 without my signature. For some time now, I have lamented the fact that major issues are overlooked while many unnecessary bills come to me for consideration. Water reform, prison reform, health care are major issues my administration has brought to the table, but the legislature just kicks the can down the alley. Yet another legislative..." Okay, we got... Okay, what's going on here? Yeah. Schwarzenegger, he hasn't hit the message. It doesn't really translate well. The radio we have, again, we have it at crotchshotradio.com. Basically, he tells them, fuck you, because at the beginning of every sentence, every line of the notes, you take the first letter and it spells out fuck you. It also has a link back to the wired.com article where we got this from. Oh, really? Okay, hold on. I think I got someone I'm going to help me. Let me call him. I'm so going to... Oh, okay. Oh, he better pick up now.
I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm proud.
Yeah, no shit.
Who's this?
What do you mean, who the fuck is this? Yeah.
Oh, I know who this is. This is the guy that was up. Oh, hey, dude. You left your shoes under my bed last night. Aren't you embarrassed to go home to your girlfriend and your stocking feet?
Hey, look here, Batsy boy. You can't afford this. You can't afford this.
Seriously, these shoes don't even fit my feet, man. They're, like, too small. My feet are bigger than yours.
And now, wow, you've been smoking too much of that weed, then. It must be.
Man, there's no such thing as smoking too much weed.
Then it was freaking laced with some angel dust, boy, because you're freaking coming up with stories.
Oh, baby, anytime I'm with you, I'm doing Angel Dust. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel it.
Wow, yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the Crutch Shot Radio Show, Casper.
Oh, am I on the air live?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I hope I didn't break you out of the closet in front of all your audience.
What closet? There was no in the closet. There was no closet for
you
to get in.
You mean you've been out and proud all these years? Well, you
what?
Told me to download last night.
Hey, what? Hey, excuse. Wow. You must be talking about some other Puerto Rican, but that ain't me.
Karma sucks, don't it, bitch?
Karma? What do you mean karma? Karma for what? What did I do to you?
All the things you've done to every human being that you've met before me has just now come back upon you.
Ha! Damn, you know what? I think I just, I ended up, wow.
Cunt.
That's very rare for a man to set off the cunt along. Oh my God. Yeah. Damn, you just came on a freaking gay float. And you just crashed the show, and it's like, I'm here.
I can't tell you the number of times I've come on a gay float.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what you call a fucking a gay dude in a pool? A gay fat dude in a pool? Fuck it.
Oh, no. Do you know why I don't have sex in the pool?
Why?
It's hard for me to hold my breath that long.
I thought you would use, like, a sort of snorkel-type device.
Oh. No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I heard the Cuban gays perfected that, though.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I got nothing.
I know that's what I felt when you first climbed into bed with your clothes off. But still, I looked around, and finally there was a little something.
Again, you can't afford this.
Well, if you're charging by the inch, you know, you owe me money.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, for some reason, I'm not offended that you think my penis is small. Hey, it's okay. Whatever. You didn't see it, so it's all good. And you're sending me smiley faces and rainbows and shit, and okay. Wow.
So, are you calling back for a second time around the town?
No. There was not even a first time around. I assure
so
you.
Are you calling the range to pick up your shoes? Because otherwise, I'm going to toss them out.
Yeah. No. My shoes. I have all my shoes here. Don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, these are a size 7.5.
Yeah.
So I know they're yours.
For your information, I'm 9.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Oh, these are your shoes. They say 7.5.
No, 9.5. I'm a 9.5-inch shoes, yes. Yeah. God.
And they're high tops. You mean?
Seriously, if I was to turn gay, I wouldn't be doing it with an old, decrepit man like yourself.
Oh, yeah. You say that every time you climb into bed and hand me my Viagra and say, do me. So I understand.
Oh, wait, whoa. If I was gay, I would be the pitcher, not the catcher. Don't. I ain't, no. No. Uh-uh. Absolutely not. I'm an artist.
No, you're an artiste.
Yes, no, I'm an artist.
So... Well, I was getting ready to go out and ride my bike. I had this. I every now and then.
Let
I
me guess. There's no seat, but there's like a.
Well, no, there's a small seat. There's a small seat. Yeah, I need something to fit in there, right? But
yeah.
You know, it's not often that I get a chance to pedal my ass all over town, so
yeah.
I don't want to miss that chance today.
All righty, have fun.
So since I'm not going to get a chance to ride you at the moment.
That ain't gonna happen.
Well, no, you're on the air. I mean, I like to be discreet. I'm not like you. I'm not boldly out of the closet.
What?
My audience.
Oh.
Well, you know, I have a little discretion.
Yeah.
Very little. But
yeah. Casper Leach, everyone, from timeforhemp.com. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Hey, wait, Lou, it's hard to keep up with you because, you know, you're difficult to shock. You're impossible to stop. I love your humor. It's great to be part of your show. And even though people don't get you, the people who don't get you, they don't need to tune in.
Yeah, and I'm glad you'll never get me.
You know what I mean? The people who do appreciate your humor really are glad you're around. We do have fun listening to you. And so we can take a freaking joke. We don't get offended because of all the shit that says. In fact, we get offended when shit doesn't get said. So thank you for being a strong supporter of the freedom of speech and our right to be able to exercise it. Louis, anytime I can be part of your show, it's always fun. Thank you.
Cool. Again, that's timeforhemp.com. When are you on?
Every Tuesday and Thursday at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then every Wednesday and Friday, we release a pre-recorded podcast at time4hemp.com. Or you can go to iTunes and type in the word H-E-M-P, hemp, into the store search engine. And we are the number one and number two recommended podcast globally. So please tell your friends, download it. We got lots of great music, lots of great guests. We are trying to change the world, change the laws, and make the world a better place. And along the way, I'm wonderful at making great friends with someone as fun to hang out with as Louis B. So
yes.
Louis B., seriously, good luck with your show, and I hope your audience grows and gets strong.
So, yeah, again, that's Casper Leach's show is about marriage issues between men and women. And
that's when I'm off the clock. I'm always looking for an issue between a man and no women.
Yeah.
We are talking about re-legalizing marijuana for paper, fiber fuel, and medications. And again, anytime you need someone to karmically be crass with, give me a call at Time for Hemp. You know, we think you are the bomb.
Okay, Sugar Tush.
All right. Keep strong, handsome.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Oh, goodness. All right. So that was Gay Comic Relief right there. Let me try Jonathan again. Hold on. Not even my freaking call. Calling me back. What the hell?
You have reached Jonathan.
Oh, crap. Alrighty. Let me try calling him on the cell phone, my cell phone. I don't know what the hell. What the hell? What time? Oh, goodness. What time is it in Colorado? Yeah, wait. Oh, man. Goodness, my co-host is nowhere to be found. My current guest, the guy I was supposed to have on. Oh, yeah, this is going to be fantabulous. Yes. I just love it when a freaking plan comes together. Oh, clusterfuck today. Today's a clusterfuck. I even confirmed with him. I even called and confirmed if he's going to be on. I mean, as you see, I have his number. Told him I was going to call. Okay. Denver, Colorado. Colorado. Maybe I had got the time wrong. Current time. Yeah. I swear to God, if it's like 3:18 over there, I told them I was going to call them at 3. Yeah. I have the right time. God. Yeah, let me call my co-host, see if I can get him on here. Oh, I try, everybody. Anyways, now, but look, we're still going to give you a good show today. We got Plan B. Plan B is always news and commentary. And we're going to get some news lined up today. Like I said, please continue checking out the website. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, I'm dealing with some personal issues right now. I'll call into the show in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be calling around 5:30.
All right, cool. Bye. Oh, God. All righty. Yeah. So much for show prep. Let this be a lesson to everybody. Always have a fucking plan B. Without a plan B, you're fucked. Because shit like this happens. I can't get in contact with my current guest. Can't get in contact. Oh, God, fuck me. So, okay, we got some videos up there. We got someone giving the Alex Jones Fuller Republic review. Again, I spoke about Schwarzenegger telling California State Assembly to fuck off. We got We Are Change New Jersey video ad. My co-host Glenn trying to get people to join up. And look, it's fun to hang out in Jersey City. I go to Jersey City once a month, or at least I try to make it twice a month to support my co-hosts, to support him and his group. We end up having just like way too much fun. I'm gonna try. Oh goodness, let me try one more time, or hopefully. Just going to leave him a message.
You have reached Jonathan Elinoff with Elinoff Entertainment. I'm unavailable right now. If you leave your name and number, I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thank you for calling.
Oh, my God.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Jonathan, what's up? It's me, Louis B., Crotch Shop Radio. I'm trying to get in contact with you. If you
are satisfied...
Oh, what the hell?
To listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording.
Oh, what the hell? I told him 3 o'clock. No, I got it right. I know I have it right. I got the time right here. All right, so, oh, crap. Yeah. Let me see if I can get Benny to call in. Perhaps we could, let me try to call him out, a co-host in here, so we could talk. So I mean, definitely check out I'm really proud of the new websites, crotchoutradio.com. We also got a store going on here, selling t-shirts. It says, got a shirt that says, voting third party is not throwing your vote away. It's protesting two bad choices. We got that on sale for $20.65 a pop. So it actually, they, of course, charge more if you need bigger sizes. So, but up to extra large, it's still $20.65. And if you want 2X, it's an extra $4. Hold on.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
We got a... Oh, goodness, Mark. So, yeah. Oh, I'm going to fucking punch him in the balls. I'm going to punch him in the fucking balls. Yeah. I'm going to end up calling. I'm going to have to straighten him out again. Freaking Benny. Benny needs me to always fucking straighten his ass out. All right, calling them now.
Please leave your message for 6.
Oh, shit. All right, wrong number. I called the wrong fucking number already. Oh, I hate it when I hate. Okay, we got a plan C. Always gonna have to have a plan C. This is, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I actually had a good show planned. We were gonna kick some ass. So I'm gonna call him.
Hello?
Hey. Oh, that's you calling.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Fuck you. All right, hang up. All right. Yeah, hang up. And
asshole. Yeah, yeah. Did you hang up?
Yeah, I just did. Oh, goodness. The guest that I was supposed to have on, he's not picking up his phone. Yeah. And
what is
some
it? Did you solo?
Well?
Was it just you solo?
No, it was going to be me and the other, me and Glenn, but he's dealing with some shit right now, so.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Can't find a newspaper?
Can't find a newspaper.
When I get my chance, I'm going to make a comment.
You're going to kill him again?
Yeah. It's what I do.
No, it's not.
It's what I do!
It's not what you do! You got to fucking relax! Damn, what were we talking about earlier? I almost forgot. Oh, you were just telling me how you like fucking conflicts all around the world now.
Yeah, it's fun because if you don't have conflict, there's no controversy. If there's no controversy, there's nothing to talk about. I'm telling you, all this like fucking fa-la-la-la-la, hold hands garbage is fucking boring.
Yeah, but, you know, seriously,
there's
no one really talking about fa-la-la-la-la, let's hold hands. It's more like, can someone leave me the fuck alone? Because, I mean, you know, all this fucking conflict, it's just fucking with us. It's not affecting Obama in the least. It's just, it's fucking our shit up. And I mean, you're feeling the pinch like I'm feeling the pinch. You know, we're having a tough time.
You can feel a pinch under all that fat. That's amazing.
You're fat and hair, bald bastard. Fat and hair.
Okay.
I swear to God, you look like the fucking guinea powder. Yeah, with no superpowers, you just make everyone around you depressed. You want to keep going?
Like my last 5 girlfriends.
Yeah. Who broke up with who? Run for the hills. Yeah, no, I took it there.
Yeah, dropped. It dropped.
I took it there.
It dropped like it home sales in America.
Yeah.
So, you know what's rising?
What, the heroin usage?
No.
In the city? Oh, okay.
No. That's always going to happen. Those stupid fucking free-loving motherfuckers from downtown Brooklyn, they'll always be using the juice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, but I can see colors.
Are you talking about Brooklyn Heights? I thought I'm thinking Fulton. I'm thinking where all the moolies are.
No. That's crack. Get your drugs right. I'm talking about white people. It's heroin.
Well, you know, but look at the bright side, though. I mean, look, the more hot chicks you got doing heroin, the cheaper it is to get them in bed. I mean, I already said this again. You know, it's a lot cheaper to bang them.
It is. And it's easier to take advantage.
Yeah, you know, you give them, you're like, I got $40, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, come on. They blow you, you give them $40 in Monopoly money, and you bounce. No crime. No crime.
that fucking came out of nowhere. That was like a fucking kick to the head, you know, nice. All right, so I enjoyed that. Oh, man, you see them at the store later trying to get a fucking old E. They're like, we don't make that currency. Motherfucker, fucking bill is yellow. That fucking shit's supposed to be green.
Come on, man, I'm hurting. Yo, I'll suck your dick. But the thing is, you can't do it in your own neighborhood because if they see you again, because then they'll be like, yo, you owe me money. Yo, I'm hurting. Yeah, or they keep asking, yo, I'll do what I did the last time. You know, really?
This is so bad, taking advantage of heroin addicts.
Hey, look, it's their own fucking fault.
I understand that, but sometimes, you know, I like to take advantage of, and
you're
this weak. Is going to come out really bad. You ready for
you're
this
weak.
One?
Okay, go ahead. Shoot. All
right. I like to take advantage of children, not in the sexual sense. Can I clarify that? Not in the sexual sense. But, like, you know, kids are mad gullible, so it's funny just to, like, you know, bullshit with them. That's all I like about children. Children always tell the truth, and they believe in anything.
You know what I like to do when I see, like, a little kid running around, like, in church or a movie theater?
Triple. Yeah, I know. You told me.
Yeah, triple. Yeah, but seriously, what kind of fucking parent brings a kid to a fucking rated R flip movie?
An American parent?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah,
the worst movie my father ever took me to was to go see Batman with Jim Carrey. Like, what the fuck?
I should have been rated S for sucks.
Yeah, word. You're not even lying about that one.
No, but I remember the worst movie I went to as a child was Deep Cover with fucking Lawrence Fishburne and Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a little sex scene in there. I remember seeing some titties.
Yeah. I seen Boys
but, you know,
in the Hood.
I came up fucked up. I mean, you know, what do you know?
Yeah, but the movie didn't do that to you. Don't blame the movie.
I fucking blame Fishburne and the titties that I seen and the whole
Yeah, Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne had some nice titties. What?
It wasn't his titties.
It wasn't his titties?
Oh.
Oh.
Some random.
See, I was trying to help you out.
Well, to the help, as I piss, you want to hold my shit? That's helping out.
Only if you scratch my balls.
No.
No.
So is it going to be any structure in this show, or is it just going to be the back and forth?
I probably the back and forth because my freaking
issue can Glenn be going through? Did they find out that 9/11 wasn't an inside job?
I don't stop. I don't know.
And therefore, he has no purpose in life. Because I will tell you my new issue with Glenn, your co-host.
Yeah, always
you named your show after.
Shut the fuck up. This is not the Glenn Show for the last time.
That's what people know it as.
No, they don't.
They don't know what it is, Glenn.
Well, fuck it. What fucking people are you talking to? Do you even talk to humans, or do you fucking talk to a stuffed rabbit, Donnie Doc Darko? I fucking... Pushing that fucking joke out my fucking throat, Dimey Darko, or whatever.
Like, we gotta send you back to school or something.
It's coming out. It's a joke. It's coming out. It's like shit. Fucking. How come they can't name a? I can't talk now. Fuck. I had this show fucking planned out from A to Z. Nothing is going right. I hate when this shit just. Everything just falls out.
Of your life, you fucking.
The ash just fucking fell out. Sorry, what did you say? Story about my life?
Yes, you fucking mushmouth. Take it easy. It's like, I understand you're Puerto Rican, but that doesn't mean you have to do rapid fire speech every 5 seconds. You're like,
That's Dominican. Your people.
No, those are not my people. No, first of all.
Oh, now you're not claiming Dominicans now? You were damn near about to freaking spend the $600 to become a Dominican citizen.
just to get away from the Ricans. So tired of you guys. No, seriously, Puerto Ricans talk fast, though. You know that. You know they do. If you deny that, Rosie Perez probably will blow up. Because it'll be such an act against Ricanism. You know they speak fucking quick. And you know
it's not even broken
English. That's just like demolished English.
Rosie Perez is a New Yorican, though. She's a New Yorican. She speaks fast like a Brooklyn chick. Brooklyn chicks talk fast, but Dominican chicks speak.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spanish, like, really fast, though. So fast that in order to freaking get a word in edgewise, you gotta fucking pop them in the mouth. But they're used to domestic violence. That's part of their culture.
Oh, man. Ooh, shit.
What? You can't tell me you've never popped a freaking Dominican chick upside her mouth because she starts thinking, I'm in America. I have rights. Shut the fuck up. The fucking dishes. Yeah. Oh, snap. All right. Hey, what's up? Hold on. Let me see. Did it, okay, it's going to fucking mute again. Okay, let me try to. Hey, what's up? Hey, I see shifting.
Hello?
Yes, hey, we hear you loud and clear.
All right.
All righty. So, yeah, Jonathan Elanoff, we're still trying to get him on the line. He hasn't picked up. I even confirmed that today was the day we're going to do it. Probably.
Who's on with us right now?
We got Benny Carnero.
Hey, what's up there? So we got a full show today, huh? But no guests yet, besides the hosts.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're the host. I mean, Lewis, you know, just shows off, too, you know?
You mean, yeah, what?
Because if you go by percentage of who yaps on the show the most, then the percentage is very low for Lewis. Therefore, he has no right to claim ownership of
the... Well, so what are you guys talking about up until now?
I'm the one who fucking pays the fucking bills, asshole. What the hell have
what
you done?
What fucking bills do you have, you fucking welfare recipient? You don't pay nothing.
I pay...
The only shit you fucking pay is probably like some
so,
small
so
amount
this has
some
been the whole
mama
show
in fucking
up
West
until
Virginia.
Now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what you got. A baby mama in West Virginia that you send that bitch probably $60 and a Metro card.
Well, I don't know why we're talking about this when it says clearly upcoming John Elanoff show.
Yeah.
Top
well,
of the page.
I mean, well, I'm just trying to buy some time so till I call, try calling them again. It's
John Elanoff is an Israeli spy agent. You heard it here first, folks. No, I'm just playing around. But seriously, that's interesting. I've spoken with him once before, I think. I don't know. I had him on Facebook. We're not close or anything. But I did enjoy Core of Corruption. There are some good clips of Giuliani in there, basically admitting that he knew about the whole thing was going to go down, and he got a warning, and yeah.
All right. Did you check out his new website, vaccinationeducation.com?
No, I have not, but I have seen that you posted it here.
So yeah, it's
I'll click on the link.
Yeah. In fact, let me try calling him again one more time. See, if not, then I'm probably gonna have to reschedule with him, and we just do news.
I wanna be one less person alive.
Use my joke. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's attributed to Louis. Give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Especially when it concerns paying for the website and the hosting.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus fuck.
You have reached Jonathan.
Son of a bitch.
I am currently being tortured at Guantanamo. Leave a message after that. Ah!
Oh, that fucking better be it. Either that or he's the first white person to get lynched by black people. One of them two better be fucking happening.
Speaking of lynching, there's all these nooses hanging from these trees right around the corner from where I live for Halloween. But it looks like they're getting ready for, you know, nigger lynching season.
You know, your racism
we can say
is
that here,
genuine.
Can't we?
Yeah, but your racism is not genuine. Don't kill the word nigger, or else we won't have nothing to keep the moolies in line.
you fling it around like it was.
I actually mean it. I actually have a reason why I call black people.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier this afternoon. We were trying to explain what the.
You mean this nigger noon.
Yes.
No, see,
no,
this is so forced. It's not, you don't have no oomph to that. Like, you don't...
No, but you guys are buffoons. Moving on.
What? No, but no, the reason why, okay, you want to get into this, the reason why we have a reason for...
No, let's try to get John Elmoff on the show.
I just tried, that's like my fifth time me calling him, he's not picking up, so...
So what else we got planned for today?
We're going to just, I guess, fall back on whatever articles you got, or, you know, just...
what if I don't got no articles?
Oh, then we're talking about why we'd say nigger. then we're discussing why we hate.
Anyone in the chat, or I guess not?
So far, no, we had someone, but since the ass of the show just fell out. Like a pregnant woman.
Well, I don't know. We've got a lot of great shit on the blog. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything, but this movie's coming out called Star Suckers. Looks really interesting, about how the corporate media controls us and gets us to worship celebrities.
Isn't that what's in Fall of the Republic?
There's bits and pieces of that, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I saw that in Fall of the Republic, how the marketing media uses symbols and stuff for companies to get you to do whatever you want, which is how mm-hmm. they got people to just follow Obama with a cat. They use the catchphrase.
And speaking of branding, we had another video recently posted on CrotchShot and my website also, wearechangednewjersey.org. You have the power of iconography, this guy talking about, as Louis was just saying, how you could use images to get people to be branded and basically believe a certain ideology. And this guy was saying how it's scary to him that the seal of the President of the United States is being replaced with the Obama logo. You're seeing that everywhere instead of the traditional seal.
Wait, seal is in the animal or the singer?
Kissed by a rose on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say.
Yeah, there's a good review of Fall of the Republic on there, too, from a black guy. So, Sean, not racist to be anti-Obama, another myth put out by the media.
Yeah, but it sure helps.
Yeah.
It really does.
That thing was really interesting about the Schwarzenegger thing. Why don't you tell us about that, Louis?
Why are you trying to direct the conversation?
Because I like that.
So you like to direct the conversation?
No comment. I refer to my previous statement.
All right. Well, I already discussed it. How he had a subliminal message to a letter mm-hmm. he sent to. California State Assembly, because apparently they're not following the issues that he deems that are important. So he just, in a letter, he just said, fuck you to California State Assembly.
Yeah. And that's not the first time he's done this type of shit. Did you see the one where he did a video blog and he posted him holding a really big knife?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so yeah, Arnold likes to get tough on the internets.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not really as strong as he used to be. I mean, all that age has all his gravity has taken its toll. He looks like a fucking chewed up bubblegum right now. I mean, it's like... So, wait a minute, I think we have Arnold on the line. Arnold, are you there?
No, come on! No.
What you think of the blacks?
No. In California, we have Mexicans. No, not the only blacks in Oakland. No.
What about Oakland?
Oakland. No. We've been in San Francisco.
Okay, it's not
yeah, we have an amazing... You know, Better Bad News, right, Louis?
Yeah, I actually saw that video.
Yeah, they're making fun of popular mechanics and other people who try to debunk 9/11 truth. It's really well done. And it's self-parody also, so you can never take yourself too seriously. That's why Louis has this humorously titled show.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff we post is not funny. And I just got a thing for in my mail for the elections for governor, and they're all bad, even the independent choices.
Really?
But you can bet I'm not voting Democrat, Republican, or Socialist Party, so that leaves me with four other columns on the ballot. But
you know what?
They're all bad.
You know, it's time to vote for mayor of New York City. You know what I was thinking?
They're really bad.
No. This is how you have to have fun with voting. When you go to vote,
oh yeah, like
right
in Spider-Man.
No, not Spider-Man. Are you stupid? That's wasting a vote. No, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama as my mayor of New York. Because Barack Obama, seriously, let me tell you something. Obama, look, before him, there was cancer. There's no more cancer now.
No, exactly.
Okay? Yeah, that's it. All right. Before Barack Obama,
let me try to find that clip. There's a great clip.
Hold on a second. There was homosexuals before Barack Obama. Now they went straight. And they know the way, because you know they know the way they walk.
I believe you're referring to this YouTube clip called Obamatopia 2015. Here we go. Let me link that to you guys in the chat. Let me actually sign into the chat. I'm not even in the chat, but yeah, that's classic Obama jokes.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hold on. I'm not done. These are my jokes. These are not YouTube jokes.
I know, but I'll show you something similar.
Before Barack Obama, I used to eat... Look, hold on. I used to eat a big meal. Swear to God. I used to eat a big meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Word.
And then I'd have to take a shit. But now because of Barack Obama, I eat a whole meal of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't have to poop. Because he eliminated the whole process of having to poop.
Because
you know,
I got a crush on Obama.
Hey, I don't want to poop in. You know, I don't have to waste my time sitting on a toilet seat because of Barack Obama. So I'm going to vote for him for mayor. New York.
Yeah, that reminds me of that clip, Louis.
Obama's starting to take on more jobs than a Jamaican. First, he's a president. Now he's the freaking head of the UN Security Council.
I know, right?
So fuck it. He's let him be mayor. Mambo clock, man.
Louis, if you can get that clip, it's short. If you want to play the audio from that, that's exactly what Benny's talking about right there. I just sent you.
Yes, we got Christy in the Crotch Out Radio Show. In the chat room now.
Oh, and then, of course, this classic. You guys that saw The Simpsons, right? Where Homer tries to vote for Obama. You seen that one, right?
No, I stopped watching The Simpsons after they just...
No, I know. I just see clips of it online. This is a particularly good thing that they did about the 2008 election. Here's that link right now. In the chat room. Yeah, Homer tries to vote, and it shows that the voting process is rigged. No matter how many times he presses the button, it goes for the other guy.
Yeah, I actually saw that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. You know why I stopped watching The Simpsons?
Why?
Why?
Because they only rely on Jewish and Italian jokes, and it's like, how many times can you do that?
No, but not just that, man. They're fucking, it's mind control. It's Freemason shit.
God damn it, Glenn. Don't ruin The Simpsons.
No, but have you ever seen The Simpsons movie, man? It's all about the government killing its own people in the dome.
Oh.
What is it, FEMA or some other agency?
Yeah.
No, EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency killing people for the sake of the planet Earth. We have to kill everyone. It's just. Have you ever seen the Simpsons movie?
Yeah, no, I did.
It's bugged out, man. They have all sorts of crap. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's in that, too. I was born to lead, not to read. I will kill all the Americans when I become the president. Terminator, president. Ada.
That's actually not bad.
And you will drink Terminatorade.
I'm not going to hate.
No, I don't know. Fuck Arnold Schwarzenegger,
time.
Man.
So Louis doesn't have spare time. Louis
fuck that guy.
That's Louis. Before I start giving out your fucking governments.
I don't know, man. It's all a sick joke, man. Honestly.
Jeez.
Like, I think about it, how sad the state of New York is. And who you guys have to put up with, your politicians. I mean, Michael Bloomberg, what a joke, man. It's just like ancient Babylon, man. These people, who appointed these people to rule the world? Who gave them the right to...
That's our own damn fault. You know, we thought, okay, well, he's a Jew, he's going to make us some money. And we forgot, no, Jews also take away money, too. Our bad. That was our bad.
We have the power to give and to take, says the government. Or the shadow government, anyway. But most people won't admit that that's real, even though it's admitted now that the U.S. is basically bankrupt and we're under the control of the IMF and the World Bank. They're openly announcing it that we're under the control of the world government. This is now AP, Reuters, pretty much every single day saying that the G20 is here. It's the New World Order. And Obama, as Louis just said, is the head of the Security Council at the U.N., at least for now, for a month. I don't know how long the post can extend to, but...
Yeah,
basically, he's president of the world, and it's covered
and
on CNN.
And no one has a problem with that. Why doesn't any... See, this is the shit that kills
He is the world president right now.
How the fuck no one has a problem with that? I mean, do you have a problem with that? I got a problem with that. I mean, what the fuck...
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, Barack is president of the world.
Hold on. Oh, snap. Hold on, here. You want to start singing? Start singing. No, I actually got that song for you to sing to.
All right, play it.
All right. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
I got a joke for you, actually.
Okay.
You heard this one? I don't think you heard this one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the White House and a zoo?
What? Don't laugh.
The zoo has an African lion. The White House has a lion African.
You know what? No.
Are you kidding? That was good.
There you go.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Don't. Yeah.
Well, good luck getting John Ellen off, because I'm signing off, man. That's three strikes, man.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Are you hanging up? Oh, you don't laugh at my jokes, and then I don't laugh. Oh. Hello? All right. Oh, God. I guess today's show has been a wash. Hello? Anybody there? Benny. Yo, Benny. Yeah. Yeah, everybody stays quiet when I fucking say like say a fucking joke and oh, he really did just hang up. Holy crap. Oh, what the fuck is going on today? Oh, God, what the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck is going on today? Let me try calling him one more time. It's not going to be one of those days today. Yeah, but it's one of those days where nothing works right.
You have reached.
Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah, now Jonathan is not coming on the show today. Benny's staying freaking quiet. I'm out on a limb on my own. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Okay. Oh, man. Alrighty. Okay, so what we got going here? Everybody just fucking stop talking. Everybody just fucking stop talking. It's gonna be one of those days, and now people are messaging me, and you know what? Haha, I think I have a way to fix this. And here we go. Benny, I still fucking hear you, fucking asshole. Golly. Alrighty, hold on. Yes, pick up.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Up?
All hell just fucking broke loose.
Oh. Wow.
I think I just lost my co-host.
Oh, what happened? Hey, check it out. I can finally log on to your site.
Oh.
But I still can't hear the show, and I can't get on talk show.
Oi.
But I'm in your chat. Watch.
Yes.
I think I am. How come it's not typing?
Well, I see you. Yeah, no.
What happened? The show's over?
No, well, no, it's not over. I mean, we're still on it live now, but the guy that I was supposed to have on, he's not picking up the phone call, even though I confirmed with him. That he was coming on the show today. He's not picking up the call. My co-host, he's having a bad day, and I think I just pushed him over the edge for no reason. My other co-host, Benny. Oh,
what
now,
did I miss? Damn.
Oh, now you start talking.
Because I clicked over because I had another call. What did you do to Glenn?
I don't know. He said a he said a joke, and I didn't laugh. He's like, "Well, that's strike three." And he just hung up and he left. He's like, good luck trying to get in contact with Jonathan Melanoff.
Well, I guess, what are the two strikes did you do?
I don't know. I really didn't want to, you know, he kept trying to direct the show. And I'm like, look, I do the show how I want to do the show. I freaking did a lot. I did a lot for him. I make it really easy for him to just come. All he has to do is just come on.
Who's on the show now?
I got my friend Christy. Shoot
Wait,
the
is
game
that the
radio.
One that lives in the woods?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I remember.
Well, hello there. Yes, I just got this phone call. I thought you were helping out because I couldn't tune in to listen to the show, Louie.
Well, yeah, both. That is both.
It sounds like I missed all the fun. I'm kind of bummed about that. Update me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everything that could go wrong on the show just went just. But, you know, first my co-host, he's telling me he's having a bad day today. I don't know what happened. So he's pissed off. So I probably just added on to whatever happened. And, my guest that I was supposed to have on, he's not picking up the fucking phone.
Hey, I'll tell you about a bad day. You want to hear?
Sure.
I just had one on Thursday.
Okay.
Well, but this is the thing. It was totally my fault, and I manifested it. But Thursday was the day we were supposed to leave out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all these crazy, unrealistic fears and negative thoughts. And we all know our thoughts are energy, and energy is always transforming and manifesting into something. When you understand the power of your thoughts and how you manifest, one would think you'd be a hell of a lot smarter than I was last week. But just to give a little example of what not to do, so the day we wake up that we're supposed to leave, I had transmission problems. Okay, well, maybe it's a sign from the universe we're supposed to stay home. Well, wrestle with myself a little, maybe not. A couple hours later, brake problems. Then I know you know about my tires and
yeah.
Having to drive on my rims, went to a place that was supposed to be able to fix our alignment and balance, that it was raining and there were tons of car accidents, and just one of those days they didn't have time for us, number three. Right after that, we hear a bunch of sirens. The kids are like, Mommy, what's going on? Oh, somebody rolled off onto the ditch. A couple miles up the road, see a car on the ditch, thinking, holy shit, all of the signs are there. This day sucks. We're not leaving, which, of course, only facilitated my fears and negative thinking. Did my show, hopped in the car, then we got stuck in the mud. Had to be dug out, pushed out, pulled out, blah, blah, blah. Get on the road, middle of the night, we freaking break down again. Alternator in right outside Oklahoma City. I think that's 4 or 5 whatever car problems in 24 hours. Now, that's a bad day, but the beauty of it, you'd think, oh, we're broken down, single mother kids in the middle of nowhere. Well, got to make friends with some gangsters who would probably under normal conditions, especially if they hear from some of our mutual friends what a horrible person I am, easily taken me out. You know, kind of like where I grew up, the street type gangster people, but you know, those kinds. And, you know, never really experienced love and light and happiness and a smile from, you know, some crazy person like me who's supposed to automatically be afraid of them. Well, anyways, got them to fix our car, took us all around town, shared some cookies, some herbs, some homemade tobacco, listened to Eazy-E, and got to show this guy some love, and my kids are just like so sweet. They're, Mom, I knew there was a reason we broke down here. He just needed some love and smiles. And as the day progressed, and I'm teaching him about vaccines, the pineal gland, the third eye, intuition, and herbs and everything, he's, you know, I'm looking around at all the trees and flowers and chirping birds and like, oh, this is so beautiful, and start talking about creation and God and Mother Nature and, you know, all of these, you know, conversations he had never had in his life. And he looked at me and gave me this big fat smile and says, you just love everything, don't you? And it was so neat because it went from this really tense situation to turning it into love and recognizing the beauty. And yeah, we've got a little delayed, and you know, nobody wants to really go through all that, but the bottom line is I brought it on myself because of my negative thinking. And the moral of the story is If we can produce that type of negativity in our own life just with the power of our thoughts, imagine what we could do if we turned them into positive thinking. And this whole bad day thing, I'm mad because what somebody did in my past, or I'm afraid of this, or blah, blah, blah. We have the choice to release that at any moment and move on and turn that so-called negative day into a positive one, or perhaps the most magical weekend you've ever experienced in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. My little story.
Wow.
Okay, totally off topic, but turn that frown upside down, man.
Well, it's not even just off topic. That just generally goes against our,
our energy source.
Yeah.
I know.
We feed
it's
on
so
the negative.
More fun
we need
to fight
hate.
It, huh?
We need hate and war. That makes us stronger. You know, it's like, you've ever heard of...
We need it, or are we addicted or conditioned to accept it?
Oh, wait. Now, that's... Are you threatening us? Are you threatening our show? I feel a little threatened now.
Imagine the power in force and hate, but we all know the most powerful force in the universe is love.
So if
we can project all that with our own fears and insecurities, which really aren't even real, imagine what we could do with the power of love and sharing that with everyone we encounter every moment of every day.
All right, Lou, go get the machete. We have an issue here. Go get the machete, mira. Now.
I'm not getting machete for her. I get the machete for you.
Fucking coño. All right, look. I'm about to put my gloves on. You don't understand. Like, me and him, it's like, you know how, what was it? Remember, like, Beetlejuice said his name 3 times? Come around? And, like, the more times he came back, he got stronger. That's, like, what it is for us.
Yeah, you have to say guinea spig 3 times.
Yes, but look, what if, I mean, to me, love is the most challenging obstacle to overcome. And perhaps it could be a progression. I mean, come on, I've fought stormtroopers and little, you know, jackbooted thugs and all of these supposedly scary big ONI men or blah, blah, blah after a little girl, and they were still unsuccessful. And it's like, you know, come on, I'll hang out with black bears in the woods or, you know, all of that battle stuff is the easy part. It's the overcoming this with love that's the ultimate challenge. And I kind of like challenges, so... Anyways, just to see people release their tension and their fears, and not that I'm the expert, because I have it too. I experience all of that as well, but I am at least conscious of it, which I guess kind of gives me a step up, because I'm purposefully and consciously and willfully trying to turn it around. But until you experience that kind of transformation and energy firsthand, I mean, how else is there to describe it besides complete magic? I know. I'm a trip. Yep. Shoot me dead.
We have that on the, yeah, we, what time? 5:10, 8?
6:10, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No.
We keep things on record. We don't play around.
Hey, check it out. Talk Shoe's finally letting me open the show. What a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
I've been trying for an hour.
Yeah, I've been trying for an hour to freaking call this guy. Call this guy, and he's like, oh, God. You know, I hate when I freaking confirm. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Glenn, I don't know what happened, what was going on with him.
He needs some love. That's it. Just a love and a smile and some understanding and appreciation.
Appreciation. I mean, look, I freaking appreciate everything he's done for Crotch Out Radio. Yes, fine. But he also has to appreciate I freaking go from Brooklyn to go to Jersey City to help support him when I was with We Are Change. No one from We Are Change New York would take the trip out. I was the only one. I was the only one going out to Jersey City to help support him. And I'm the only one that freaking has his freaking back. Everyone's freaking tries to kill this dude and try to smack him down all the time. And I'm the one who has his back. And then I freaking don't laugh at a joke. He doesn't laugh at my jokes. You don't see me like, oh, all right, fine. I'm hanging up. I mean, come on. I make sure I have everything set up for him nice and easy on the website. So that way, all he has to do is log in and put his stuff in. And I don't even mind that if he promotes himself or not. I help him promote freaking We Are Change New Jersey all the time or his rap career. I play his stuff on here. No one else will play his music.
You sound like an angry housewife.
No one. Yeah, well, you know, I do. Look, no one will support him but me. No one.
Like his voice is.
I'm the one. I'm the one who. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't even have We Are Change New Jersey. If it wasn't for me. Because you know what? I was the one who hooked him up. I was the one who hooked him up with that dude that gave him that site. I do a lot, and I'm tired of
that. You do, Louie. And, you know, we all just need some love and understanding. Appreciated, and I just want to say for the record, I see the value in everything you do for so many people, Louie. And, you know, maybe it's easier for women or you know, herbologist hippies or whatever to spread the love. I mean, men are kind of closed. And so it sounds like maybe you just don't feel like you're getting enough respect.
Yeah, I mean, look, I freaking try to protect this kid from Benny here. Shoot, if I freaking let Benny loose on him, I mean, come on. I'm like, yo, Ben, chill. How many times do I have to tell you to chill, Benny? when it comes to you attacking this kid. You stay quiet.
No, I got nothing to say. You just clamoring for like a half an hour like a big whiny baby because Dr. Ruth, what was that show called? Dr. Something Medicine Woman? What's that show called?
Yeah, Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman's on the show, so you feel like venting. I'm embarrassed to know you. An embarrassment.
No, well, what do you mean? I vent all the time. You know
Hold on a second.
Hold
on a second.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, take a volume.
Yeah,
look,
all right.
What is our creed? Our creed, reject love, embrace the hate. You know that. So what are you clamoring about that you need love? What's wrong with you?
Who the fuck said I needed love? She said I needed love.
I said that because I think we all do. And men are trained not to show emotions. No, that's bad. You sound like a bitchy housewife and blah, blah, blah. It's all those labels and expectations of what we perceive how we're supposed to act. So I personally don't think there's anything wrong with anyone showing their emotions. What it shows is that you have feelings. And that you're a human, and that you just want to be loved too, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, and when I'm having a fucking bad day, I don't fucking take it out on him.
No, you take it out on me. It's all good. I love being a punching bag.
I don't take it out. don't tell the people that because they'll think I'm a bigger schmuck than I am. Come on. God, But no, I freaking make it, I try to make it as easy, I try to accommodate him as much as I can, and he fucking just bounces. For what? For what? Busting his balls?
His feelings were hurt.
Nah, he was freaking, he freaking had a problem before he came on this show, which is why he came out late. And the fact is, he's also trying to direct the show which way to go. We had like a fucking cadence going between me and Benny. Like, I tried to invite him, all right, come into the cadence. And I'm like, all right, fine. But, and then he says some joke about you know, the difference between a zoo and the White House, that there's a African lion, and in the White House, an African bee lion. And I'm like, come on.
That's kind of funny.
Funny! Yeah, no, now you say it's funny, right? And I'm
it
like,
is.
Really? I'm like, okay. All right, and when he doesn't laugh at my jokes, I'm like, okay, really, really, really? And then I'm fine. You know, how come I'm the only one that seems to be able to take a fucking ball busting?
Vent.
I'm the only one that can take a fucking ball busting. The fuck
my
is
God.
This? You know what, Benny? I fucking hear you talk. I freaking hear you fucking start bitching about everything.
You need to mute yourself.
You bitch about everything all the time. You bitch about every fucking thing all the time to me. I sit and listen to your fucking tirade. So now you're going to sit there and listen to me fucking tear through the fucking universe. So sit down, suck a dick, die. I don't give a fuck.
I got to go downtown in 5-10 minutes, so hurry it up, all right, with your feminine itch. Your fucking feminine itch. God damn. You're out of control.
Downtown, what, your pimp called? You got work? What the fuck?
Yeah, I got work, man. And my phone, my house phone is dying. God damn.
Jesus.
You are fucking worse than the fucking war in Afghanistan. You will not stop. You just keep going and going and killing young American boys. It's like, enough already. We understand. You don't want us there. We'll leave. I'll leave. I'm going to... 5-10 minutes is all I need to get ready. It's not like I need shampoo anyways when I wash. Saving thousands of dollars a year. And the environment fucking loves me because I don't have to put my dirty shampoo into the environment.
You know, the environment will love you more if you killed yourself.
Is that what you want? Is that what
yes.
you want?
Yes!
Is that what you... Let me ask you a question. Can
yeah.
you handle the truth?
Maybe.
Is that what you want?
If I want you to kill yourself?
No, you dickhead. We're supposed to do the fucking A Few Good Men fucking joke, you asshole.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to do my Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson, okay. Yes,
no.
I think you deserve the truth.
You can't handle the truth. It's too late now. It's already...
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Jack's already on my system.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going downtown in like 2 minutes.
Alrighty. So yeah, I think
you should go smile or hug a stranger today. You have no idea when you're planting seeds like that, the ripple effect. So don't forget to share some love even in downtown Jersey or New York or wherever you are.
You know, in New York that could get you killed. Like
yeah.
No, really? Really?
Or
why?
Nick and Isaac
you
get
gotta
you killed,
see some
or
of the people
thing.
I've hugged before.
That's like Cholo land where you were at. Those Mexicans that you're blonde hair, blue eyed, tall, beautiful blonde. Of course they're gonna be like, oh, you know, they just wanted you. So that's what that is.
No, they see
5'8" fat Puerto Rican me, like, I'm coming to hug you. Either one of three things are gonna happen. I'm gonna get shot, I'm gonna get maced in the face, I'm gonna get my ass kicked.
and they'll call him a vato.
Vato. Vato. No, not Vato. No. Either that, Vato. Either that, or some, you know, or I'll get arrested for aggravated assault.
Because yeah, when he gives a hug, you know,
yeah,
the rest
well,
of it comes along with the hug.
Oh, you should just try it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, when you come to New York, you'll see. This
been
is...
there, done that, man. Okay, I've hung out on the streets before. I'm not as sheltered as you would like to believe, honey. How many times have you lived in your car and traveled up and down the country for months or years at a time? I mean, I've hung out with pimps in frickin' Topeka.
Kansas. The mean streets of Kansas. Oh my goodness. So who the hoes? Cows?
No, Look, I used to think that until I got stuck in Topeka. I used to think, oh, that's Kansas, and I'm from the rough and tough neighborhood, and, you know, these guys are just little Midwest pansies, and I was very wrong. But it was fun. Another awesome experience.
Even
in the moment and don't judge. Even in Topeka, seriously, all cities are exactly the same.
In Topeka, we couldn't get work.
The right side, the left side, it's just every city is the same.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where you are.
The pimping.
Yeah, what?
You couldn't get pimped in Topeka, you heard? If there's pimps
you
in Topeka,
could, you can't even, you know what? You wouldn't be able to even get the tip in Topeka, bald bastard. No. No.
No, really, it's...
Hold on, I gotta kill myself now, hold on. Richoli!
Have fun.
Shit. See, even I have to kill myself when a joke doesn't work. See, I do it
to
myself.
No, that's the rule.
That's the rule.
If you were like me and all your jokes sucked, you'd be used to people not laughing. It's all good.
Yeah.
I crack myself up even when it doesn't work on you.
I'm sorry, fine, I'll start laughing at all your jokes no matter what.
No, I'm totally used to it. If you did laugh, I knew you'd be kissing my ass, and I wouldn't, like, trust you, you know?
He's been kissing your ass with that whole when he was like, oh, because you're a hot blonde woman, 5 foot, da, 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 da. That's his poor attempt to make a move on a woman. That's how Lou has to do it.
Wait, what?
You can't
say that
again. To a chick straight to... That's what you did. You were like, because of course, you're so gorgeous. Of course the Mexicans...
No.
That's what you did. You thought you were slick. And I had to expose.
Look here. I'm being taken out of context.
Did you see the picture of the guy that fixed our car?
Fucking Olive Garden over here trying to bust my balls. Hello? That's what I'm on, you bitch.
Did you see the picture of the guy that fixed our car?
Nah.
Okay, I'm going to get the link right here and show it to you.
Was it Danny Trejo? Trejo?
Trejo, you asshole.
Yeah, okay, well, you know old people.
Sweetie,
you don't
his
even
name
know.
Was.
You don't
old peoples, you don't even know.
I'm not Mexican.
You fucking look like one. That's all that matters.
No,
you look the
no,
part, that's what you are.
Oh,
hey, that's how it works
that's,
in Hollywood. That's how it works in Hollywood. You get typecast based on how you look.
No, it doesn't. I could be a white guy. You don't know me.
You're a white guy with a really great
I could
great
be, too.
Yeah, she could be a white guy, too. How come? Why you got, you know, why you hating? Like, you,
why do
you
stutter
you
so much? I swear to God, I want to send you to, like, stuttering school.
There's a stuttering school?
There probably is, and they'll help you out.
Where is this stuttering school?
I don't. I don't. No.
That's because I got so many thoughts fighting for supremacy in my head, trying to push through my mouth. God. All right. So, where's the pictures?
Here, I'm posting a link. This is the guy that fixed my car. There you go. Check it out.
All righty, we're gonna.
And tell me if we weren't in any other conditions, he would have loved to just take care of us.
You could have whooped his ass. What the hell are you coming from?
You're funny. Okay.
That dude, you could have just mollywopped on him. That's
not even English.
Yeah, no, that's Urban Dictionary. You know, you take that means to bitch slap, mollywop.
Yeah, well, we had fun, but you could see in his eyes, he's like, what's this crazy white chick, like, touching me and acting all friendly and giving me cookies and herbs and shit? This is weird. it was awesome.
Okay, ladies, boys, and gentlemen.
All right.
I have to leave because I have a real job. Or going to have
that one. Sucks. I am so sorry for you.
Hey, I need money to buy drugs to keep hating, okay?
That's how it works.
Because I will not allow you to pussify Lou. Because he's already, forget about it, he's a sucker for love.
Pussify?
It's failed attempts to try to talk to women.
I'm not a sucker for love. You're a sucker for love. You're the one who got played, not me.
Oh, you know,
I leave them. They leave you. There's a big difference.
Yeah, and look what you left.
Yeah, well,
you left something.
Here's
you left
some
something
more
that if it went on a
yeah, and you know what? And that's exactly how she's feeling too about you.
Loving ain't so bad. I just posted another little photo for you gentlemen to enjoy.
It's benefit.
And another one.
Alrighty.
Yeah, everyone needs love.
Hold on a second. At least
love.
At least when I date a girl, they don't have to use a scale from a meat market.
What?
Yeah, that dropped. That joke
what?
Dropped.
What?
Cows, you know, cows, big ass pieces of meat because he only dates fat chicks. Yeah, all right. All right. Prepare the sentence of death. Prepare read the sentence
ahead.
Of death.
What?
The sentence of death. You have to do it in a British voice. Like, you know, I've been accused of telling bad jokes.
Yo, sir, have been accused of killing the show. Your sentence is castration. Are you ready? Any last words?
Yeah, it's like a protruding cock.
Asshole. Damn.
There goes my nuts. Crushed by a car. It was a Volvo.
Damn it, I killed it again. Damn.
Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go before.
Hold on. My hands are busy.
Before you get circumcised as well and change your name to. before your name becomes FEMA, you better.
Damn.
You better hurry. Run away, save your life.
You fucking dick. That's what she says. Run away if you want to.
Run away.
You don't even know your own lyrics.
Run away. Well, hey, you know what? You know what?
You want to survive.
No, but I'm not the one who goes to the gate. Time.
What?
You're the one who knows the lyrics. I'm not the one who goes to the gate. Discotheque. Hey, no, that wasn't me stuttering. That was you freaking interrupting my ass.
You should really just get into reggae.
I think you guys should go play in the sand.
Now you have to kill
it's
yourself.
It's fun. Oh. And it's
she has to kill herself.
You.
I don't care. But that was a bad one. She must commit
no,
suicide.
Really.
That wasn't meant as a joke, though.
No.
See, you have to
so
kill
what
yourself
the hell
when
that
you.
Meant for?
No, it wasn't a joke. I posted a picture of my feet playing in the sand, just soaking up all the minerals and enjoying fun in the sun, living life through the eyes of a child, and I think we could all use a little of that.
Yeah, you posted it in the wrong chat room.
So yeah, it wasn't a joke. It was a real. It's a real picture.
So yeah.
Bullshit.
No. It is a real picture.
Here, I'll try to post.
Well, no, he's not in the chat room. He's just on the phone.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not.
No, it is a real picture. She didn't mean that as a joke. I just thought it was just incredibly gay, which is why I got quiet. Like, wait a minute.
So you don't have to laugh. It's not a joke. You are not obliged to laugh. You're only obliged to think.
So there you go. So see, so the rules don't really apply in this sense. Well, no, it's not even a rule. That it doesn't really apply in this sense because she didn't mean it as a joke. You, my friend, though, you meant something as a joke, and you got killed, and you got your nuts squashed.
You know what? I'll talk to you
what?
Tomorrow.
All right. All right. Yeah. There you go.
Yes, I. Yeah. What she said.
Right. Yeah. Oh, goodness. I can't believe how bad this show just went today.
You're funny. Don't worry about a thing.
I was like, oh, you know, I did, like, even a lot of preparation and all that shit, and... Oh, God.
Well, the show, you can start now, right?
Wow.
With whatever your notes and preparation and things you wanted to talk about, go ahead and share now.
No, it was an interview. It was like an interview with him because he has a movie coming out. And
okay, interview me.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll do it.
So, Jonathan.
We're going to turn this frown upside down, and we're going to follow through and complete it, and there you go.
No, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go take some insulin.
Wonderful.
And then,
yeah.
And
profitable death. Isn't that what makes the world go round?
And lower my blood sugar and my triglycerides because I really should be in the hospital or dead, according to my doctor, with my triglycerides so high.
Mm-hmm. And what can I help you with, Louie?
No, I already know what to do. So
I could twist your arm and like tie you down and force feed you nutrition if you really like. But I mean,
yeah,
you might like it so much and get used to it, then you'd expect me to tie you down every day. And then, you know, some people would even perceive that as a relationship, and then that would be really freaky. So I can't do that. It's free will.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. But with that, I think I'm gonna end the show now and just cut my losses. Just cut my losses. I think I'm done.
All right. Well, Louie, thanks for calling so that I could even hear the damn show after it was over.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man. I gotta call this guy and see what's going on and mend some fences if I gotta mend some fences. And then I gotta call Jonathan and curse him out for not calling in.
Oh, no, you don't need to curse anyone out. You need to share love and look at what comes back to you. Remember, everything you put out in the universe, positive or negative, it's a ripple effect. It is going to come back. So, you know, try sharing a little bit of goodness and love and positive thinking and experience the magic. Watch it come back to you.
Sure.
And I guarantee you're going to want to lose all negativity after you experience your first few little bouts of incredible, abundant, free, and totally natural magic. Just from loving.
Okay. All righty. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this clusterfuck today.
All of me, you mean?
Yeah. Oh. Shush. You know, why does everyone have to tear down the fourth wall?
someone's got to take their place. Everyone else hung up on you today, so I'm just trying to pick up the slack, make you feel comfortable, you know.
Oh, no. You should know by now I'm never comfortable anywhere.
Oh, but I thought you were comfortable with the negativity and hate and name-calling and frustration and anger. So, you know, I can mirror that for you if it makes you feel at home.
Oh, goodness. I wish I could drink alcohol.
I know. Well, you could if you wanted to, but no. It would be really silly.
Yes, it would be.
And not beneficial.
No, it wouldn't. It would kill me.
Yes, but that's another show.
Yeah. Oy. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm not even going to say my catchphrase because fuck it.
That's right. Face it. Feel it. Free it. And fuck it. You can do it. Live in love.
Oh, fuck it. Just
release the pain. Release the anger.
Oh, God.
I think I can.
Alrighty. So, end show. Bye-bye.
One, two, three, go.
Bye-bye.